The views and opinions of findings and or devices discussed in this podcast are those of the host, subject matter experts, and or guests. Facts represented constitute our understanding at the time of the podcast, whereas updated factual information may be developed. They should not be construed as pronouncing an official Department of Defense's position, policy, decision, or endorsement. The hosts and guests of Cubist may be defense contract personnel who support the Traumatic Brain Injury Center of Excellence, or TBI-COE. Status of all hosts and guests will be identified during introductions to the podcast. Hi, welcome to Clinical Updates in Brain Injury Science Today, or Cubist, a podcast for healthcare providers about current research on traumatic brain injury, also known as TBI. This program is produced by TBI-COE. I'm your host today, Donald Marion, a contractor in support of TBI-COE. Today, I'll be speaking with Jacques Aroux, also a contractor in support of TBI-COE. Jacques is a research scientist at Fort Liberty, where he leads studies involving cognitive screening tools for concussion in military settings. Jacques has been conducting research on TBI tests and devices since 2010. Today, Jacques and I will discuss his study titled Accuracy of Reaction Time Measurement on Automated Neuropsychological Assessment Metric Ultramobile, published in the journal Archives of Clinical Neuropsychology in September of 2024. Jacques, thank you for agreeing to discuss your new publication for the Cubist podcast. I also want to acknowledge your co-author, Brian Ivins, one of my colleagues here at TBI-COE. So, Jacques, why did you decide to conduct this study?
Hi, Don, and thanks for inviting me to discuss our work. As you know, the Automated Neuropsychological Assessment Metric, or ANAM, is a computerized cognitive test widely used by the military. However, currently, the ANAM must be administered on dedicated laptops with a hardwired mouse, and several military leaders have asked for greater flexibility in administering this cognitive test and have specifically asked if it can be administered on a touchscreen tablet. This would make it much more accessible, and so we designed this study to address the comparability of data obtained on the laptop-based ANAM traumatic brain injury military battery with a new touchscreen tablet-based administration format called ANAM Ultramobile. The comparability of these scores between testing platforms was central to this study because there's been significant investment in collecting baseline functioning with ANAM using laptops.
Jacques, if I might jump in here, I think it's important to emphasize that for at least 15 to 20 years, it has been DoD policy that all service members must have a baseline ANAM prior to deploying so that if they suffer a TBI and have a post-injury ANAM, that test can be compared to their own baseline to better assess the cognitive impact of the TBI. And all of those ANAM tests were conducted using dedicated laptop computers with a hardwired mouse, as you mentioned. So I think your question is, how would an ANAM administered on a dedicated laptop computer compare with the test administered on a touchscreen tablet like the one you're testing?
Correct, Don. Increasingly, the DoD has been trying to improve accessibility of ANAM testing and has been looking closely at touchscreen tablet versions of the test. Stakeholders were interested in determining if data collected with the new ANAM Ultramobile tablet version were similar to the legacy laptop testing format. This would potentially support leveraging laptop baseline data as a comparison point for post-injury assessments using ANAM Ultramobile on a tablet. If deemed comparable, then baseline data would not need to be recollected. If not comparable, then the collection of new baseline data with the ANAM Ultramobile might be necessary. Our study takes a unique approach, building on prior research involving ANAM with laptops that potentially found meaningful differences between laptop devices. We designed this study in two phases. The first, to examine machine factors related to differences between the testing platforms, and the second phase addressed human factors related to differences in performance between the testing administration formats. Phase 1 is described in this manuscript, which aimed to examine whether laptop-based normative data used for ANAM are appropriate to interpret performance collected on various tablet models.
So, Jacques, exactly how did you do this study?
So the study used an observational design involving a device called the Black Box Toolkit, which uses a photodetector to detect stimuli from the ANAM Simple Reaction Time subtest, which is attached to the tablet screen. It sends a response signal to the robotic key actuator that presses the screen at a predetermined reaction time interval. This supported the measured reaction time to be compared to the true reaction time so that we could calculate reaction time error. Tablets used in the study range from older models certified by the developer to newer comparable models to assess reaction time accuracy across a variety of different devices. The robotic arm responded at pre-programmed reaction time intervals of 150, 300, 500, and 1,000 milliseconds, and the results were compared to determine how much error there was relative to the true reaction times and to the laptop-based normative data. The study compared reaction time errors on these different devices to understand the potential clinical implications. The study included 1,280 responses per tablet, which was 40 trials with 4 administrations at 4 different response intervals with 2 subtests per tablet, for a total of 12,800 responses for all of the devices studied.
I think it's important to emphasize that among the 10 cognitive subtests that are part of the ANAM, at least some investigators in the past have found that the most sensitive of those subtests is reaction time. I suspect that is why you are focused on making sure reaction time delays or errors are similar between the laptop and tablet platforms for administering the test. Is that correct?
Correct, Don. The RTs must be comparable between the platforms if baseline data obtained from the laptop can be reliably used.
Okay. What did you guys find exactly?
Don, we found discrepancies in the RT measurement between the tablet and laptop versions of ANAM. Specifically, RTs recorded on the tablets were consistently slower than those recorded on laptops, with the magnitude of error varying considerably across the different tablet models. These differences could be substantial interpretive errors if the laptop-based normative data are used for tablet-generated scores. The study also found that universal adjustment for RT errors may not be feasible, as variability in performance was influenced by both hardware, which was the tablet model, and software, the operating system version. Notably, we found a substantial increase in RT measurement errors with the same tablet, which was the Samsung Galaxy A8, with different operating systems, Android OS 11 and 12. On the Samsung A8 with Android OS 11, the errors for SRT were about 30 milliseconds. However, the same device using Android OS 12, errors increased to about 80 milliseconds. These RT errors corresponded to about 0.66 to 0.68 laptop normative reaction time correct standard deviations, or RTCSDs, for the Android 11, and 1.76 to 1.83 laptop normative RTCSDs for Android 12.
Jacques, just for the listener, SRT means simple reaction time, correct?
Simple reaction time, correct. Don, this is important for the military because, as currently configured, the ANAM Ultramobile is likely not ready for large-scale use for leveraging the existing normative data that have been collected on the laptop. Variability in RT measurement between the tablet devices likely compromises the clinical utility of ANAM Ultramobile without carefully implemented mitigation strategies. Some of these RT mitigation strategies might include limiting the administration to tablets with similar RT errors, or taking steps to prevent software and OS updates. However, limiting test administration to specific devices might be a barrier to large-scale military use due to supply challenges when attempting to purchase large quantities of soon-to-be obsolete equipment. Utilizing obsolete operating systems can also increase security vulnerabilities, limit integration into electronic medical record systems, and impede implementation throughout the DoD. On the other hand, while it's important to maintain current security standards through OS updates, keeping pace with Android OS updates might require time-intensive and routine error testing on all of the devices capable of administering ANAM Ultramobile.
Very interesting. So what were some of the limitations of your study?
First, the study didn't involve interaction with human participants. Instead, we used a robotic device to simulate the range of human responses. And in this study's second phase, we're examining within-participant differences in performance on the tablet and laptop testing formats, which will help us further understand the comparability between the legacy ANAM and the new tablet-based version. Even though we recently completed data collection, Android OS is rapidly updated, potentially requiring ongoing RT accuracy research on current and future devices. For example, the Android operating system has updated 3 times since we completed data collection, from OS 12 to 15, and we found that there were differences within devices between operating systems, so the same devices used in the study might record RT differently with each OS update. Even though the study was based on prior research, the selection of the number of subtests administered was somewhat arbitrary. However, without a clear precedent, the study sought to build on previous research involving ANAM laptop RT accuracy by including 4 different preset RT intervals for each subtest and a large number of trials at each RT interval. It should be noted that measurement error found in the study is not unique to ANAM Ultramobile, as measurement error is common across all cognitive tests.
It seems like a kind of a key finding of your study was really that it's probably not possible at this time to compare the results from the tablet version of ANAM to the legacy ANAM studies that have been done and that are in this very large database. That's unfortunate, I guess. Thanks, Jacques. So what would you say are some of the key takeaways from your study that you think military healthcare providers should know?
So the ANAM Ultramobile appears to be a new and different test requiring new normative data and baseline data for interpretation. Until baselines and normative data for ANAM Ultramobile are collected, it's difficult to interpret the results for clinical purposes. The most important finding from the study is that ANAM Ultramobile scores should not be compared with existing laptop-based military normative data or other laptop-based interpretive criteria.
Yeah, I think that's key. And certainly that was my takeaway from reading your report as well. So thank you again, Jacques, for agreeing to do this podcast. That's all we have time for today. You can stay up to date on future episodes of the Cubist podcast by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts, where you can also find links to the articles we discuss and other relevant resources. Cubist is produced and edited by Vinnie White and was hosted today by me, Don Marion. It is a product of the Traumatic Brain Injury Center of Excellence, a branch of the Research Support Division under the Research and Engineering Directorate of the Defense Health Agency, led by Branch Chief Dr. Katie Stout. Thank you for listening to this episode.